Fresh off a thrilling victory over Joe Dirksen at UFC 78, Ed Herman has now set his sights on Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt and Abu Dhabi Combat Club veteran Damian Maia. That fight was rumored to happen at UFC 83 in the UK, but as we all know, the event has been scrapped. So, decided to invite Short Fuse to come to the park to tell us when that fight is going down and talk about all the other happenings in his career. Ed, welcome to the park.
Right on, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to be talking with you. You're on a roll, so to speak. And before we get to everything, going down in your fight career, we've heard that you're now the proud father of twins. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Is this your first venture into the world of fatherhood?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, good luck, and hopefully, like we said, there's this rumored bout with Damian, and originally, what I heard was that it was going to go down March 8th. Now we're hearing that the March 8th event, which was supposed to take place in the UK, is scrapped for later on in the summer. So is that fight actually happening, and you know when it will be happening?
I know I'm confirmed to fight Damian Maia, and it's supposed to be March 8th in England. And I just recently heard that it's not going to be in England, and they might be changing the date. So I don't know when and where it's going to happen, but I know it's on between me and Damian, so wherever it is.
Is there a chance that the fight can be, earlier than the March 8th, like perhaps the March 1st card, or do you think it would probably be the one in Montreal rumored to be April 19th?
I doubt it would be earlier than March 8th. I don't know exactly what the UFC has planned, so I can't really comment on the, for sure what's going to happen. I have no idea.
Where are you right now in terms of training? Would you like to get this, obviously you don't want to wait so long to have a fight. Are you hoping that the fight is on the April card, the one in Montreal?
That would be sweet. I'd love to fight in Montreal. So I definitely want to fight as soon as I can. I'm ready to fight now, pretty much. Course, this fight was scheduled about 6 weeks from now, so I'd still like to have my 6 weeks. If it's a couple weeks longer, that's fine with me. It gives me a couple more weeks to prepare.
When did they tell you that the UK event was scrapped?
I just recently heard from my agent, and I noticed on MMA Weekly that it used to say, where it was going to be in England, and now it just says, March 8th, UFC 83. So, just seeing the rumors on there and hearing from different people is how I kind of figured it out. So.
All right, so regardless where and when it's actually going to take place, you guys have both signed the contracts and your next bout will be against Damian, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so let's talk about Damian, because here's a guy who is 6-0 in his career. Like I said, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu whiz, Abu Dhabi Combat Club veteran champion, and yet to have a fight go past the first round. What are you expecting from him?
He's yet to fight a guy like me, too. I'm expecting him to be, a tough game opponent. He's, like you said, he's a great jiu-jitsu guy. He is 6-0, so he's definitely a tough guy and someone I got to take seriously. I think it would be a big win on my record, especially in the MMA world. Maybe not to the casual fan who may not know who he is, but in the MMA world, and to me, it's a huge win to beat a current Abu Dhabi champ.
Yeah, he's had one fight thus far in the UFC at UFC 77, defeated Ryan Jensen via rear naked choke. Have you had a chance? I know the news of the fight is relatively new, but have you had a chance to study his tape so far?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Watching a little bit of tape on him, checking him out. Again, he fought Ryan Jensen, who comes and trains with us down there. And he actually just came down and trained for a week, and so I got to talk to him a little bit about how the fight went. So that was nice. But definitely, I'm getting ready.
Is there something in particular, despite the fact that he's winning all these bouts, and let me correct something. One of his bouts did make it to the second round. That was in 2006, Gustavo Machado, so I apologize for that. But when you look at all those bouts, do you see a sort of flaw in his game plan? Because, like I said, only six fights under his career. You obviously have had a lot more. This will be, once it goes down, your 20th. So is there something that you see with this relatively newcomer to the world of MMA that you'd like to expose?
Yeah, I don't think anybody, he's never fought anybody like me who's going to be in his face and going 100 miles an hour the whole time. You know, I don't think he'll be able to take me down. His game's on the ground. So I think I'm gonna, you know, just overpower him, expose his weaknesses, beat him up in the clinch, beat him up standing. If I need to ground and pound him, I will. He's very, very dangerous on the ground, so I have to be super careful to, you know, make sure he doesn't take me down and get on top, and be careful when I'm on top of him, you know, because he's going to be slick off his back.
At UFC 78, in your victory over Joe Dirksen, you won that bout via KO, an unbelievable finish to the bout. And it was something that, afterwards you had said that you were so anxious to get that first KO. So you have to think that you like that feeling and will try to duplicate it, right?
Well, I'm not gonna do anything foolish trying to swing for the fences. I'm gonna just continue to execute my game plan like I always have. I knew the knockouts would come eventually, and if one comes, that's great. I'm not gonna be gunning for a KO. I'm just gonna execute my game plan and look to just make things happen. If a KO comes, that's great.
All right, let's talk about a bit about your career in the UFC. This will be your sixth fight for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and it got off to a bit of a rough start. You lost your two first bouts, Kendall Grove and Jason McDonald. Now you're on a three-fight winning streak. Is there anything that you're doing differently nowadays as opposed to when you first entered the UFC?
You know, I'm just maturing as a fighter. More relaxed coming in. You know, it comes with experience. Just being ready, mentally prepared, I think. And obviously training harder, picking up my conditioning, getting better. You know, I've only been doing this for about 5 years now, so I still have a lot to learn. You know, I did come out with two losses. If you know, count the bullshit decision against Kendall Grove. You know, and then Jason beat me. So yeah, it's nice to have won the last three.
Do you still feel as though you deserve to win that fight against Kendall?
You know, it could have went either way, but I still think the decision was wrong. But hey, that's fine. That I'd love a rematch with Kendall, but if he keeps getting his ass kicked, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd love to get your thoughts on that because, I mean, right now, as it stands, Kendall is, of all the tough winners, looking to be in the most, shaky waters, just coming off a loss to Jorge Rivera at UFC 80. What do you think on the, what the future holds for Kendall Grove?
You know, I don't know. I didn't have a chance to see the fight yet. I just heard about it. I was bummed. I was hoping Kendall would win so that we could set up a rematch soon. So I don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's hard to say.
Following the loss to Jason McDonald, was there a point where you are at least somewhat concerned that maybe the UFC would, because two losses after tough is always pardon the pun, a tough thing to swallow. Were you concerned that the UFC would maybe not give you the kind of push that you had, especially coming off the show? You were one of the featured guys and one of the favorites to win. So after that loss to McDonald, was there any sort of doubt in the back of your mind about your future in the company?
You know, I was definitely worried, like, hey, if I take another loss, I'm gone, you know, it'll probably cut me. So I was pretty nervous going into that fight against Chris Price, just to, you know, fact that I had to win this fight and look good doing it so that the UFC wanted to keep me around. And, you know, that happened, and things have been going good since then. So I think the UFC knows that I'm a tough guy, and I'm always going to bring it, win or lose. So the UFC is pretty good at bringing guys back as long as they give it all they got, you know what I'm saying?
You're always an outspoken guy. I love to, speak your mind. We saw that on The Ultimate Fighter. Are you happy with the way, the kind of fights you're being offered in the UFC, the way they're sort of, pushing you and your sort of growth in the company as far as getting exposure and the right kind of fights to climb up that 185 ladder?
You know, I guess, it's hard to say, you know. They kind of pick who they want me to fight. So I'll fight whoever they put in front of me, pretty much. I don't think I'm really still not getting the respect that I deserve. I mean, the last UFC, they advertised every main card fight except for mine, and mine was the best fight of the night. So that kind of pissed me off. But hey, you know, it'll come. I'm not in no hurry. I got a lot of time.
Now, the 185 division is, of all of them, it's safe to say the division that's the most wide open. I mean, there's no real clear-cut top five out there where there's a lot of guys that you'd have to pass on the way to getting that title shot. Where would you view yourself right now, How many fights away and how many fighters ahead of you to get that title shot?
It's hard to say. With this game, guys are winning and losing all the time. You see upsets every weekend. So it's really hard to say what's going to happen, you know what I mean? All I'm going to do is just keep training hard and trying to win my fights. And, if a title shot comes, it comes. Again, I'm not in a real big hurry. I want to, work my way up and continue to learn and get better as a mixed martial artist. Anderson Silva is a bad motherfucker. You know what I mean? I want to be ready if I fight him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, many people would consider the fighter of the year for 2007, and good friend of yours, you fight at Team Quest. Dan Henderson will be facing him March 1st, UFC 82. Have you been working with Dan in preparation for Anderson?
I haven't. Dan's been down in Temecula, I think, getting ready for this camp, or maybe some other places. But he hasn't been down in Oregon with us, so I have not been helping him. But I wish him the best. I hope he brings the title home.
You would have no problems if he would be, the new champ at 185 to face him in a fight, right?
I'd rather not compete against one of my teammates.
But that
A
said,
friend in Japan.
if he's the champ and if they offer you the fight, it's always a sticky situation, but I guess you need to make the money and get that exposure, correct?
True, true, that's true. But again, I still have to think about Brian and a teammate.
So,
I don't know Dan as well as I know some of my teammates. Just because he's in Temecula and I'm in Oregon, so it's a little bit different. But you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
are you trying to say that you want Anderson Silva to beat Dan Henderson?
No, I
I'm
didn't say
just
that.
joking. I'm just joking.
No.
So this fight
I'd
would.
love for Dan to win. I think I'm a little ways from a title shot anyway, you know what I mean? There's a lot of guys ahead of me, right now anyway. So I think I still have to prove myself a little bit more and beat some top 10 guys before they would they before you know I would get that opportunity anyway. So we're looking at least a year or so before I would, possibly have a shot.
It's a great approach because you see a lot of guys that would love to rush in, and then once they make it to the top, obviously not prepared, and then have fall back down the ladder. That said, how many fights do you have on your current deal, which would give you that time to sort of grow and, within that year to get to the title shot that you want somewhere down the road?
Let's see here. I think I got
Okay.
five fights left
All right, so
on
you
my
have a
deal.
long way to
It's a
go.
3-year deal. Yeah.
So there's no sort of extra added pressure on you to have to get that shot, after this next fight or something like that. You've got a plenty under your belt.
Now again, I'm gonna, take as much time as I can. You see guys win two or three fights in a row, and they're running their mouth saying they want the title, and they go in and get their ass whooped. So I'm not gonna be one of those guys. I'm an outspoken guy, but at the same time, I have a lot of common sense.
Wanted to get your thoughts on Ken Shamrock, who obviously you knew from Tough 3. He was your coach, and now just recently signed a deal with Elite XC. Definitely getting up there in age and coming off two disappointing losses. I guess you can categorize them that way to Tito Ortiz. What do you think of Ken hanging on in the world of MMA and signing this long-term deal with Elite XC?
I wish him the best. I wish him the best. Ken's a good guy. I don't know. I don't really know much about Elite XC. I know they're a pretty decent show out there, but I've never fought for them.
Right.
And so I don't really know their history and how long they're going to be around. So you never know, man. It's hard to say.
A lot of people following Tough 3, said that Kent Shamrock was exposed for the worse, some of his training techniques and coaching. Did you have any problems with him during the show, after the show, or anything like that?
I never had any problems with Ken. We always had respect for each other, and we're on a good line. I wasn't real happy with his training there and the coaching that we got, of course. That was one of the reasons I was so upset Tito didn't pick me, because he had some great guys to work with on his team. So yeah, he did show, I think, maybe some of his weaknesses and not being as well-rounded as he claims to be.
All right, so UFC, whether it's going to be 82, probably not, maybe 83 in Montreal or somewhere in between. You got the fight against Damian Maya. give us some sort of prediction, because like you said, you mentioned that Demon's never fought anyone like you before. Six fights in his career, and you're coming off three great victories. Last one, UFC 78 against Joe Dirksen, the great KO in the third round. How do you view this one going down?
I'm going to finish him. I can't say when or where or how, but I'm going to finish him. Maybe, TKO, be a referee stoppage. Maybe I'll beat him until he wants to get out and he'll give me his back and give me the choke. That'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that would be
To
great.
submit the champion jiu-jitsu guy. That'd be pretty cool. That's my goal, actually.
Well, if you get that done following the KO, then you'd fully be recognized as a well-rounded fighter. So, Ed, best of luck to you in that upcoming fight whenever it goes down, and for the rest of your career as well. And congratulations on the twins. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you for everything and having me on and giving me a little exposure and definitely for the support. Thank Condom Depot also, who's one of my main sponsors. Gotta play it safe. Condom Depot.
Absolutely. And so you don't get any other twins.